Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Okay, my name is Ashley Latter, and I'm delighted to be recording this podcast for the Business of Dentistry. And today's subject is how to delegate effectively and create at least one extra hour per day. Would that be of interest to you? So what we're going to look at today is delegation and what the advantages of delegation are, why we don't delegate as much as we should, and I'm going to give you a quick 10-step plan on how to delegate effectively. So I hope you are all quick learners. And this came about really because we've been delivering some recent practice managers and coaching courses which are going really, really well. And it was a subject that we covered recently in one of our courses and has made a significant difference to practice managers' lives and the impact it's had. And we've had some practice managers coming back saying, actually, 1 hour's, this is even more than 1 hour. It's 2 hours on occasions. And it's been a game changer for them. So let's look at what the advantages. First of all, let's be a bit negative. Why don't we delegate as much as we should? Here, in my opinion, are the top reasons why we don't. Because so reason number one is no one else can do the job better than me. Number two, a feeling of importance that I'm doing this job all the time makes me feel important. Maybe it's easier to do. The third thing is, well, you know, if I've got to delegate the job to somebody, it's going to take me, you know, maybe an hour to explain how to do it. Now, if the task only lasts 10 minutes, I can do it myself in 10 minutes or sit down and explain to someone in an hour how to do it. And, well, you know, who's the loser the seventh time round? So bear that in mind. Who's the loser the seventh time round? Another reason why people don't delegate is because I did it in the past and they had a bad experience from it, so it's easier to do it myself, less stressful. But what are the advantages? Well, there's many advantages of delegation, maybe some that you haven't really thought of. The first thing is it actually saves you time. You can then concentrate on the more important aspects of your role, whether you're a dentist, whether you're a practice manager listening to this, you can then concentrate on the areas that are more important to your business. The second thing is the art of delegation is that the people who you're delegating to actually enjoy doing that job, that actually do enjoy that role. They enjoy, if you actually sit down with people and ask them what's really important to them when they come to work, yes, they'll tell you money's important, but what they'll also tell you is a feeling of belonging and a feelings of being important and doing interesting work. Now, you can sort of you know, kick all three of those off. You can, if you give them something that's really important to the business and you can delegate it to them, they feel important and they feel an importance of being belonging to the business. The other major advantage is that you will see your people grow. And that is the main thing. Like, listen, at the end of the day, as leaders, we are there to grow our people. And this gives them the role, the chance to grow. And I've seen that myself in my own business when I've employed my nephew to help me with the sales side of the business. And I've, you know, given him leads and let him go along with it. And I've seen him grow. Over 12 months, he has blossomed beyond my wildest dreams to see how he's actually grown in 12 months. So you see your people grow. So let me give you now then quick 10 steps, very quick 10 steps that will help you delegate effectively and ensure that you can have all the advantages of effective delegation. Now, the first thing is you need to choose a job that you're currently doing that has to be important, has to be an important part of your job that if you could get rid of, could give you some serious time. So think about a job that you do. It has to be interesting. It has to be important. Please don't delegate making the tea or coffee or the cleaning. I'm joking there, but make sure it's something meaningful that you are delegating to somebody within your role. Second thing you need to do then is choose the right person. And that's key. Think about your team members. Think about somebody in your team. Who do you think's got the potential to do this? And will they grow doing this new role? Will it be something that's meaningful and that they will enjoy doing it? So the selection of the right person is important. The third thing is you need to sell the delegation to the person who you are asking to do the job for them. So you need to sell it to them. You need to tell them why it's an important role, why you're choosing them, what skills that they have. You need to sell it to them. The selling is crucial. Don't just, you know, delegate the role and say, this is how you do it. You know, sell it to them. Tell them how meaningful and how important it is to the practice, and that you can see something in them that why you've chosen them. So, you know, what skills you've seen in them, then that's why they're going to succeed in doing the role. So you need to sell it to them, because the other thing is they might not think they've got the capability of doing the job in the first place. So selling to them is really important. In fact, in my opinion, it's probably the most important part of all the 10 steps. Number four, you need to coach them. You know, this is how I've been doing it. These are the guidelines. So if there's any guidelines, you need to make sure that you tell them. If there's any rules or regulations or anything at all that they need to be aware of, that's really important. So please hand out the guidelines, but also coach them and you know, share with them, and maybe even ask them how would they do it. Have they got any suggestions on how they would do the role as well? Because sometimes actually the people who you're delegating to often have better ways of doing something than we have. Number five, let them crack on with it. Just let them do it, but praise them. You know, wish them all the good luck. Let them get on with it. And the other thing is, always say to them, if you've got any challenges or you need any help, you are always here for them, you know, day and night. You know, don't be frightened to come and ask me. Number six, please, please, please do not micromanage. You know, don't follow them around when they're doing the job. Don't listen to the phone calls. Let me tell you, and I found this part challenging, I'll be honest with you. When I was delegating some sales calls for my nephew to do Alessio, some of the things that he would say on the phone would be a little bit cringy. But you know what? If he gets the same result at the end, does it really matter? My clients on the whole love him. They think he's really great. He's got a great personality. You know, he's got his own personality. I've got my own personality. You know, it works for him. Occasionally, if there's something that, you know, maybe that's impacting or affecting my brand, then I might mention it. But on the whole, 96, 97 at the time, I just let him get on with it. And providing he brings the sales in, who cares? So let them get on with it. But number seven, make sure that you have regular reviews to review what you're doing. So put a date in the diary, you know, quick catch up, how are things going, what's working well, and, you know, make sure that you put those dates in the diary and that, you know, that you can really discuss how the delegation is going. Number eight, if they make a mistake, please, please, please do not take the delegation from them. Coach them, point it out. Point out what they could have done differently, maybe coach them. You've got more experience than the person you're delegating it to, but the worst thing you can do is to take it off them. Now, the only occasion you would do that if they make an absolute mess of it and it impacts the brand, or, you know, maybe they've lost a patient or it's really gone, you know, it's really been messed up. But on the whole, if it can be recoverable, please do not take the delegation away from them. If you do that, they will never, ever do anything else for you again. And the motivation will go right down the pan. So coach them, guide them, and keep praising them, and let them know, number nine, that they can do it. The praise is important. And if they do it well, let them know, congratulate them, praise them really well, tell them they're doing a really, really good job, And once you've done that, you will find that the motivation within your team increases, that person grows. And number 10, then delegate your second job, because you know it's worked well. Maybe delegate to the same person, or maybe look at other people within your team on how you can delegate as well. But if you do this, there is so many advantages of delegation. It really is. It, like I said, it can grow with the people that you work with. It grows motivation. It grows the people on hand. And the other thing it gives you is free time, so you can concentrate on the more important parts of your practice or your business. You can spend more time planning. So I hope this has been good. If you've enjoyed it, please go over to my website, www.ashleylatter.com, where you will see tons more videos on topics like this to help you and your practice grow and increase your sales and profits. Hope you enjoyed it and look forward to doing the next one with you. Bye for now.